This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crazy world of leftism, folks. Did you see this? A Canadian facing breathing issues was diagnosed as possibly, get this, the first patient in the world suffering from climate change. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. What do you say to this? So he's got breathing issues. Could it be emphysema? Could it be pneumonia? Could it be too much pollen in the air? Does he have asthma? I mean, I'm no doctor. But no, it's climate change. Doctors said heat waves and poor air quality were responsible for her condition. Poor air quality. Kind of like, what, coal mines? What do they call it? Black lung? Is that global climate change? I mean, really? Dr. Kyle Merritt, responsible for the diagnosis of the senior citizen from Nelson in British Columbia, who suffered from asthma, said this was the first time in a decade that he wrote climate change as a cause of suffering. You want to know what Dr. Kyle Merritt is doing? Anybody want to take a guess? Dr. Kyle Merritt wants notoriety. He wants to be the first official doctor to diagnose nonsense, because we live in a time when nonsense is what you get awards for. Let me give you a good example. Nobel Prizes given for climate farce. This is from The Hill. A trio of scientists from Japan, Italy, and Germany won the Nobel Prize in Physics on Tuesday for their climate modeling work. Sikuro Manabe, Klaus Hasselmann, and Giorgio Parisi were awarded for groundbreaking contributions to our understanding of complex physical systems. Now, let me tell you what these guys did. They mapped out physical models that essentially show weather. No, I'm not saying weather like weather or not. Show weather, climate, the atmosphere, meteorology, which is what you do when you're... I don't know if you guys know, but there's a lot of science that goes into meteorology. Supercomputer technology is the reason why we've gotten so good at predicting weather. And all these things that people are talking about, climate change, climate... Let me tell you something. The computer technology today can tell you the weather 10 years from now. I know you, Kevin, that's insane. I don't know if 10 years, but it can tell you the weather a long time in advance. It can look at tropical depressions, and it does modeling. And in the old days, scientists, these meteorologists would do modeling by hand. They would look at things, well, there's a low pressure system coming in from the west, and that's creeping down to the valley, which is causing these sheer winds to go across, etc. But now supercomputers can think so fast. The quantum mechanics involved with doing weather are now available in these supercomputers, so they can figure this stuff out quickly. And the weather is really accurate, and it's only getting better because as the quantum mechanics of these computers gets even better, meaning they can run. I mean, we think computers run fast today. In a decade, a computer speed, you won't even fathom it. And the only way I can tell you to compare is go back 10 years, pull out your old computer that you used to use if you have it, and then ask yourself, remember what it was like. We forget what it was like one or two generations ago. Go back 10 generations of computer. Now, I used to design computers when we had a 386 computer. And I remember when we had a 16-bit microprocessor for supercomputers. And Intel came out with a 32-bit, 2 to the 32nd versus 2 to the 16th. Now, you don't have to be a mathematician to know that's a big gap. So we were switching over to Intel at the time for Motorola processors, a 68020, and as Motorola was developing the 68030, and Intel already had the what they call the 386. And it was a big deal that Pentium was, that this 386 was 32 bits versus 16. And we literally stopped production of computers to go, whoa, this is huge. We have to consider this. So the engineers, I was a tech at the time, they were redesigning this. I worked at Flexible, a computer company. It's debunked now. But the point is, they stopped because it was so monumental. And now those things are boat anchors. They're so slow. I want you to understand, we designed these parallel processing computers that had 20 different computers inside of there with cards that were 18 inches by 18 inches. They were big cards. And that computer, those 20 computers that were sold to NASA and other places for parallel processing, don't even compare to the average person's cell phone. I mean, you carry that kind of technology in your hands now. Your cell phone probably has 3 microprocessors that all could outperform that computer that was designed to go to NASA and track weather. It's insane. So anyway, but they're giving out climate farce awards, and they say Parisi, a theoretical physicist, won the second half of the prize for his work in explaining disorder in physical systems ranging from atoms to planets. Manabi and Hasselman, who worked together, won a prestigious prize for the contributions in, quote, physical modeling of the Earth's climate, quantifiably variability and reliability predicting global warming. Now, see, let me tell you what they did. You can predict global warming just as much as you could predict global cooling, because what they were predicting was weather. And they knew if they put a little spin on it and said, well, we're proving here that there's global warming, but we're also proving that 50 years after that, there'll be global cooling. In other words, we're proving weather. But if we call it global climate, then we win Nobel Peace Prizes. And that's what they did. And so now this doctor that's got this patient, he says, oh, she's suffering from climate change. Oh, my gosh, we must write him up in all the journals. He must be the talk of the town. Let's get him. Dr. Kyle Merritt, trust me, you are just at the beginning of hearing this guy's names. He's going to, don't be surprised if he's with Fauci. He's working in some bureaucratic think, you know, whatever, making tons of money and being just applauded. And he may be very well. I mean, I know he's Canadian, but he may very well be the guy that replaces Fauci. And he knew it. All he had to do was give this woman that's got asthma or some other thing, call it climate change. That's all it takes. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the vaccine is killing more people than COVID. And I thought to myself, I want to check that out. I don't know that I agree that more people are dying. Well, to be honest with you, it's probably true. But I wouldn't make that statement personally because I don't know. I don't know the numbers. The point is we don't know the real numbers for the death by Wu Flu. Because they've been exaggerated. But this guy, Paul Craig Roberts, he goes into this sort of step-by-step process of the COVID lie, the Wu Flu lie, that it really was a great little connect-the-dots kind of a thing. So he says, "Dear readers, we know that the NIH-funded gain-of-function research at the University of North Carolina, then in the Wuhan, China lab. We know the vaccine does not protect. We know that it injects a pathogen into the body. We know that the vaccine causes death and illnesses. These are known facts." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Who are you listening to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So those are facts. And the reason why I love articles like this is because this is the way I used to train my sales staff. I said, look, don't go into any business at the level that we sell with conjecture.
You know, Gartner considers us the number one, the number two, the number three, top five, whatever. Who cares? I don't care how good you think you are, somebody else says you are. I care how you perform for me. So go in with a fact. The last time that we did in a system like what we're proposing for you, we were able to save this company this much money. And here's the facts. Here's my data to prove that fact. And I said, even if they got a buddy, that's the way you gain credibility, is by giving facts. So anyway, it goes on. Yet the campaign to coerce universal vaccination, quotes, with a vaccine, quotes, that is far more dangerous than COVID continues. This implies the complete dishonesty or stupidity of the medical establishment and political leaders, or it points to the implementation of a campaign decades in the making to reduce and limit the human population. Now, I bring this up not to stir up more controversy. I happen to believe this. And I tell people, it isn't crazy. If I were talking with academics, I would say, well, let me ask you this. Do you believe there's a number, and we've had this discussion on the radio, do you believe there's a number that the Earth can no longer sustain humans in a way that we want to live? I think the average person would say, yeah. Let me ask you this. Could we have 2 trillion people on the planet and survive? Do you think there's enough natural resources? We got fish, we got, you know, trees, putting oxygen. I don't know all the things it takes. Don't get me asked. But do you think we have enough? And what's that number? Is it 10 trillion? And I don't know what the number is, but I think everybody would agree. Yeah, there's a point where we would be stacked on top of each other. There wouldn't be enough land or enough resources. We would probably all die from pestilence and disease or murder, etc. Okay, so if we can agree on that, we would agree that at some point we have to start looking at how do we control the population. That's a reasonable thing. The government shouldn't have to sneak that in on you. The government should say, look, guys, we've done some analysis. Here's what we're thinking. Now, as technology changes, things will be better. And I'll give you a good example. The little phone you hold in your hand, you hear me talk about it a lot. It's a game changer. Because of advancements in technology, we don't need as much fuel, electricity, trees, lumber, that kind of stuff. We're replenishing. We're getting better. And as we get better and better, that number moves out. So let's say today it's 20 billion is the comfort zone. And we continue to make strides and we, you know, I mean, figure things out. And that number goes to 25 billion. But whatever the number is, it's reasonable to say we got to start looking at it. China looked at it with a one-child policy. India exterminated. I mean, not exterminated, but, took out your naughty bits so you couldn't have babies and things like this. What am I trying to say? Well, they, you know, clipped the guys and, you know, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. They limited the ability for people to have babies. Period. Sterilization. Now, thank you. So this is what happens. And it's reasonable to think about this. Now, the real question is, who gets to make the decisions? And what we're learning is it's unpaid bureaucrats who believe that, oh, I'm educated at Harvard. I should make the decisions. So anyway, he goes on. He says a South African doctor explains how an engineered vector called a virus and an engineered substance called a vaccine were created in order to reduce the world population. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I don't want to have something inside of my body that some bureaucrat says, take this pill and everybody that has this, you're gone. I've talked about the Bourne legacy long enough for you guys to know what I'm talking about. Go watch the movie. The doctor then says, once you realize the game plan, the counterproductivity from the standpoint of human health, COVID protocol makes sense. They do intend to kill people in, you know, with this protocol. It's the purpose of the spike protein in the, quote, vaccine. Now, he's got a reference to an article. He says, note that it is health workers who have seen the effects of the vaccine. He uses his quotes on that. Every time I say vaccine, he's finger quoting it. He says, on people who prefer to lose their job rather than be vaccinated. Notice that the public health authorities in the Western world do not care if the result of the mandate is a dramatic shrinkage in medical personnel. This is an indication that the South African doctor is correct, that it is an intent to kill people off. They don't care that you can't get adequate medical care. As I said, what good is Obamacare if you can't use it? This guy is spot on. And he's referencing people. Look, I don't even need for somebody to say, well, Kevin, Dr. So-and-so said this. I don't need to hear about Dr. So-and-so. My common sense says there are people who do understand that the earth can only, the way we want to live, can only sustain so many people. The earth could sustain a good quadrillion people. It doesn't care. It'll just kill us. But it'll be around. We're not going to have so many people on earth that it falls out of the sky. We're all matter. We're all coming from something, and it'll get rid of us. It'll slough us off. So I'm not worried about Earth. I'm worried about the bureaucrats who are going to decide how many people they think can inhabit Earth. Now, we've also made strides in grain production. Farm, animal husbandry, all these types of things to sustain more product, more people. We've got artificial foods. I don't know if that stuff's going to work. We're talking about colonization of other orbs in space. Who knows? But make no mistake about it. That experiment is happening, and it's being sanctioned at a worldwide level in violation of Nuremberg, because these people are saying, we got to figure out how to do this, and this is the most opportune time to do so. When we come back, I'll talk even more, and I'll kind of prove it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Legal action is being taken on behalf of more than 200 victims after the stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston that left 9 dead. It happened when the crowd surged toward the stage during rapper Travis Scott's performance. Rina Irahati was one of the concertgoers. She recounts the experience with tears.
I was wondering what's going on, and then finally looking at the news and seeing the stuff that I saw wasn't just what I was thinking. was really more than traumatizing.
Attorney Ben Crump representing the 90 additional lawsuits. A virtual meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi is set for Monday night. A White House statement saying the two leaders will discuss ways to compete responsibly on the global stage. This is USA Radio News. The enhanced child tax credit will expire at the end of the year unless Congress moves to extend it. It was a key part of the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package that was approved last March. Democrats without proof say it has greatly decreased child poverty. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is hosting officials from Qatar in Washington on Friday to discuss issues facing both countries, including their interests in Afghanistan. There's still ongoing concern about evacuating the families of U.S. service members, some of who are stranded in the country. Blinken saying the United States will continue to help those people.
We've been taking out Afghan families of U.S. service members all along, and that will continue. And as we identify people who are in Afghanistan, including family members of service members who remain there and wish to leave, we will do everything we can to get them out.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Discussing an article written by a guy named Paul Craig Roberts. Great article because it gives you kind of the connective tissue of all this Wu Flu scam stuff. And he's laying it out, and we're to a point right now where he's talking about top NIH unvaxxed scientists willing to lose job and license. Will argue against vaccine mandates and live stream ethics review. Now, this is news that had come before, but he still, as I said, we're linearly connecting the dots. The next bullet point, he says, remember the COVID pandemic was the creation of a PCR test run at high cycles designed to produce high rates of false positives. This allowed the medical establishment to designate almost all deaths from cancer, heart attack, etc., as, quote, COVID deaths. If the patients were given the orchestrated PCR test run at cycles known to produce false positives, a person who died with a false positive was counted as a COVID death. Remember, Italian medical authorities have corrected Italy's COVID death rate to include only people who died from COVID. The COVID death count fell from 130,000 to 3,783. In other words, in Italy, the pandemic was created by overstating COVID deaths by over 32 times. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I've been preaching this for so long, I feel, I'm not attacked or anything, but I feel silly even talking about it. I've been talking about these numbers. I said the COVID number, the number of people who've actually caught COVID is much higher. The number of people who've died from it is much lower. In this case, it is exponentially lower, 32 times lower. Now, I want you to think about our numbers. But every day they were broadcasting during the era of Trump, we are just past the 500,000 mark. If we extrapolate what Italy has here at 130,000, let's just say, let's just do that at four times. At four times, with roughly 4,000 deaths, our 500,000 deaths would be the equivalent of about 16,000, which is less than the average flu season. Let me ask you this. How many flu deaths are you aware of? Good question, right? When did anybody go, oh boy, so-and-so caught the flu and died from it? Now, roughly 18,000 people a year die from the flu. In some years, it's far worse. When have you ever heard of a case of, oh, so-and-so died from the flu? You might hear of complications of flu or whatever. No overindulge, you know, oh boy, the flu, it's a, you know, killing people left and right, and this star contracted the flu. How many people were we regaled with every time they got the Wu flu and nothing happened?
Tom Hanks caught the Wu flu. Great. If Tom Hanks caught the flu, do you think they would have told you? So the numbers were completely overblown. This thing has been completely hyped to the point of, quite frankly, exhaustion. California Governor Newsom, injured by Moderna booster shot. We talked about this the other day. This is what a source told the Defender. The source, who asked not to be identified, said Newsom's symptoms were similar to those associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS, a known side effect of the many vaccines. That's why he had to stay out of the public eye for that amount of time. Athletes suffer cardiac arrest. I'm going to get into this in just a second. Myocarditis and blood clots. Hospitalized after COVID injections. This is from Global Research. Recent data from the UK Office of National Statistics reveals people who have been double jabbed against COVID-19 are dying from all kinds of all causes at a rate of six times higher than the unvaccinated. Six times higher. The CDC rushes to cover up the facts. This is a guy, Paul Craig Roberts, who's reporting these, and this article is linear. It's walking you through all these different things. And when, I mean, I would love to see this on a timeline. But he goes on to talk about them covering up the facts. And he gives you the links so you can go and research it yourself. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you my opinions of the things that he's writing, and I'm suggesting to you that you go figure this stuff out for yourselves. I don't profess to be news. I do profess to be smart. I profess to be observant, because I am. I'm all those things. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger agrees with Pfizer CEO that the truth established by known facts that the COVID, quote, vaccine is dangerous constitutes disinformation. So only Big Pharma's lies are true, is what he writes. Shouting down known facts and renowned experts is the pastime of Big Pharma and its shills, such as Tony Fauci and the prostitutes. I love that word. It now includes Marine Corps Commandant, who blames Marines far more intelligent than he for refusing the death shot because of, quote, disinformation by renowned scientists and experts. He says, how does a Marine, a person this stupid or corrupt, like General David Berger, get to the top? And he says the COVID pandemic is a proven hoax. And he goes on to talk about, you know, just a few other things. So that's his part of it. Now, what I want to talk about is one thing that I alluded to in the discussion that we were just having a second ago. And that is people dying that nobody's really talking about. There are these people dying right now, these athletes. And this is coming out of the UK. So before, and this is the article, and I was thinking about it, that people need to know the facts. I don't care what you do. I think you need to understand the consequences. And there was a guy, for example, he talked about, he says, look, as a mandate, has anybody talked about this when a job mandates you get something as a condition of employment? For example, if they say you need to pass some sort of a literacy test because we're going to need, well, that's probably not a good example because you need to be literate in life. But let's say whatever you do for your job, it shouldn't have any far-reaching implications of what you do off the job. So in other words, if your job is to come in and sweep the floors, there's nothing that says you should continue to sweep floors after your job. If that's your job, if your job is molecular, you know, biology, then you come in, you do your job, and when you go home, you're not required to do molecular biology. It's your free time. But if you take a mandated shot, when you go home, the shot is still a consequence you deal with. So just by virtue of this thing having to follow me outside of my job should immediately mean it's illegal for you to mandate that. Now, they're going to, oh, it's an emergency procedure. As I said, I don't know how we aren't going into court taking these Italy statistics and saying when they took out all the comorbidities, the Wu flu killed less than 4,000 people, even though they said 130,000 died. So You know, it was like when a lady said to me, Kevin, you keep saying Cuomo killed all these old folks in the nursing homes. Those old folks were going to die. Within a year, 80% of them were going to die. That's where they go to die. So if Wu Fu killed them, anything else would have. So you can't correlate it directly. I got it. I understood it. But anyway, you just want data. Research things for yourself. Don't use the fake news, because fake news will get you killed. And I saw this story, and as I said, I alluded to it earlier, that these athletes were dying. And they were, you know, you're reading stories about these, and this was soccer players. They call them footballers, of course, in the UK. But they were dying, and I saw this story, and I was like, that's a lot. It isn't like it's anecdotal anymore. There's too much data out here. So this article that I looked at, it was titled Puzzling Heart Diseases in Football. And the report showcases various soccer players who are experiencing reactions. The professional player Sergio Aguero from FC Barcelona will be out for at least 3 months. That was one of the stories. The 33-year-old was substituted for the game against Deportivo Ayades with breathing problems. He was holding his chest and was admitted to a hospital. He's now being treated by a cardiologist for heart problems. At the European Championships, the player Christian Eriksen collapsed in front of the cameras. You know what happened to him? Heart attack. He survived, but 20-somethings don't have heart attacks. 20-somethings don't play, who've been playing soccer since the time they were able to walk, don't clutch their chest. These guys have hearts of steel, of titanium. They said these are two examples, folks, of the many footballers we're starting to have some issues. So when we come back, I'm going to explain more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Wu Flu scam and why they keep covering up the data, why they won't tell you the number of people who are dropping dead once they get these shots. They won't tell you that this vaccine is destroying people's immune system to where they can't fight off disease, which means people are going to die suddenly. Ask yourself if you know anybody between 40 and 60 who died suddenly, and I will make you a bet that they got the shot. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And so I like to go on common sense, because data can be manipulated and people can be bought. So I will go on common sense. And I'm going to tell you, my common sense meter is off the charts when it comes to looking at this Wu Flu stuff. I just talked about these championship soccer players. Christian Eriksen collapsed of the heart attack right in front of the cameras. Sergio Aguero from FC Barcelona out for months because he grabbed his chest. They had to take him to the doctor. I'm going to tell you, don't expect these players to come back and do soccer the way they did before, to perform at the level that they did. Remember, This vaccine is to fight a Chinese bioweapon. If I were going to go after, and you know, my competitors, if you will, I would weaken them. I would make them to where they couldn't run. They could barely breathe. I'd make them all asthmatics, just sucking wind. I mean, I don't know what the Chinese are developing, but, I mean, if I were going to come up with something that was going to do you harm, if I could decimate your military, decimate your population, make you weak, and the next thing I inject into your biosphere will be something that could kill you easily. Look at these guys having issues. I tried to put these in an order where people could get it. 13-year-old soccer player from the Janus Nova Club in Sogolongo, Italy, collapses on the field with cardiac arrest. 13 years old. I got a question for you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How many 13-year-olds do you know who've had a heart attack? I don't know any. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying that statistically, you probably don't know any. Diego Furchal, age 16, from ASPTT, it's a soccer club, suffers cardiac arrest in a league game. A 17-year-old soccer player from JSG Hohenhagen had to be reanimated during the game. Do you know what reanimated means? It means he collapsed. He was technically dying or dead, and they had to breathe life back into him to reanimate him. 17 years old. 17-year-old soccer player Dylan Rich dies of a heart attack during a game in England. Folks, I'm not talking about over. This isn't black people getting killed by cop, where we're talking about a decade. We're talking about in a matter of weeks and months. Rune Kog, 18, of the Belgian club, that name, I don't know the name, I can't say it, suffers a heart attack during a game. Abu Ali, 22, collapses with cardiac arrest during a two-tier game in Denmark. Lucas Sarek, 24, of BSC Chemie Leipzig club, is unable to attend due to suspicion of a heart muscle disorder. Kingsley Coman, 25, from FC Bayern Munich, has to undergo heart surgery after a cardiac arrhythmia. Are you paying attention to these ages? Let's recap. 13, 16, 17, 17, 18, 22, 24, and 25. Great athletes. The people, let me tell you ever played soccer? Oh, my gosh. I thought football was tough. I was sucking eggs, that's what we call it. I was playing soccer. Sucking eggs, man. These soccer players run almost the entire 90 minutes. They get out a little bit, and they want to be in the game. They're like thoroughbred horses. Belgian soccer player Henty van Gnechten, 25, suffers cardiac arrest in the early stages of a cup game. The Belgian amateur soccer player, Jens de Smet, 27, suddenly suffers a heart attack during a game and dies a little later in the hospital. Fabrice Nsekala, 31, from Besiktas, Istanbul, collapses on the field without any action from an opponent. Just giving you, this is an article where somebody goes, something's going on with our soccer players. What's happening? I'll tell you in a second. Anil Usta from VfB Schelm collapses on the field with heart problems. Dimitri Lina from FC Strasbourg collapses with heart problems in League One game. The Gifhorn amateur player Marvin Schumann has to be reanimated after a cardiac arrest. A district player of the SPVGG has to be revived by his opponent. A player from the Baroda club Munster collapses in a regional game against FC Nordkirchen. The ages of these players are shocking. There is not a person that the one guy over 30 years old. The rest of these people are youngsters in top shape. But it goes on. The list continues with team leaders and referees. Team leader Dietmar Gladau from Thalheim suffers a fatal heart attack before a game. The goalkeeper coach of SV Niederpuren suffers a heart attack after a training session. An assistant referee at a game in Ermsacker collapses with heart problems. Game abandoned due to cardiac arrest of the referee in a game in Lauber SV. Trainer Dirk Splitstesser from SG Traktor Divitz collapses dead on the sidelines. At the World Cup qualification match for women between Germany and Serbia in Chemnitz, an English line judge with heart problems has to be carried off the pitch. The 53-year-old football coach Antonello Campos collapses while training with his youth team in Sicily. He's 53. That's young. Andrea Astolfi, the sports director of Calcio Orsega Italy, suffers a heart attack after returning from training. He dies at the age of 45. Most fit people in the world. In a sport that you would not expect cardiac arrest. I mean, maybe, I don't know, in the spy game or something. Are you kidding? These aren't cops. These are people kicking a little ball down a field, loving life, enjoying it, in amazing shape. But these young men are dropping like flies. This list should make anybody take pause. But the leftist narrative of these vaccines being safe has to continue. Zero Hedge. It's a publication, a good one. You should check it out. They highlighted other professional athletes who suffered similar health problems. It's not just soccer. So here's one. 24-year-old Slovak hockey player Boris Sadecki tragically died after collapsing on the ice during a match. This was recent. What of 28-year-old bodybuilder Jake Kaczmarek, who died unexpectedly 4 days after taking the Wu Flu death poke? Now, I want you to know this. The German article of all those different people that I listed who were in the soccer teams did not mention that these people who died were vaccinated. However, I'd be willing to bet you money that they were. Because if not, I want to know what's causing all these heart issues suddenly in some of the most fit people on the planet. What's the origins of this spike in cardiac arrest? And the other thing I can tell you is this. If these people were not vaccinated, you could be guaranteed with this media, they would be, oh, the unvaccinated are dying in droves. Did you guys remember that one statistic I gave you earlier? That vaccinated people seem to be dying at 6 times the rate of non-vaccinated. That should scare you. That's why, and again, I go back to the limiting of population. I don't have a problem with it. I understand it. From a philosophical point of view, I get it. There can be too many people to where your way of life is so bad that you go, man, I don't even want to be here. So, what do you do? I don't have the answer to that. You can keep improving life, but we have a finite amount of space. But who's going to make that decision? Who gets to pull the trigger? I mean, it ain't you. It's a bunch of elites, and they've already pulled the trigger.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.